This is Morning Edition. I'm Tom Kuser. Governor Dana Malloy's choice for Connecticut's next Chief Justice has just barely cleared a major hurdle. This week, Andrew McDonald endured 13 hours of questioning by the General Assembly's Judiciary Committee. Sometime before 1 in the morning on Tuesday, the hearing ended in a tie vote, 20-20. McDonald's nomination will now go to the full legislature with an unfavorable recommendation. The vote has deepened the partisan lines that already exist in the Connecticut legislature. To help get a better understanding of how this process is unfolding, we turn to Dr. Gary Rose, political scientist at Sacred Heart University, and he joins us in our studios. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, Tom.
I want to ask you about this latest development where a Democratic state senator recused herself from voting on the McDonald nomination, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I'd like to ask you about this hearing, 13 hours long. Is that unusual? Have you seen anything like this before in the state?
No, I haven't. It, in some respects, resembles what we see going on in the inside the nation's capital. And, you know, the partisanship is just so intense this time around. No, I have not seen a hearing that has lasted 13 hours, nor, for that matter, have I seen a hearing where there are so many different points of view concerning this nominee to the court, and in particular those who are opposed to McDonald. I mean, right now I think we're up to about three or four major reasons why they don't want him as Chief Justice. No, I've never seen anything like this. This is really unprecedented in many ways.
Democratic leaders were saying that some Republicans were opposing McDonald's nomination because of a lifestyle question, because he's gay. Is there anything to that?
Well, you know, actually, I think there probably is, even though there's no Republican who will openly admit that that is why he or she is opposing Andrew McDonald. Yes, there is probably a concern that we would have the first and only gay Chief Justice presiding over our state Supreme Court in the country. And I think that that's probably a concern of some Republicans who strongly believe in, you know, traditional families and traditional marriages and so forth. And I think some of them might feel that it's maybe sending a signal in the wrong way to the people of our state.
Now, there are members of the GOP who also say they're concerned that some of McDonald's opinions as an associate Supreme Court justice suggest he's an activist judge. First, what constitutes an activist judge, and does McDonald fit that description?
You know, Tom, this term activism is so overused, and it is so at times distorted in terms of describing what a judge is. And quite frankly, often you hear conservatives, you know, rail against activist judges, but they have no problem whatsoever when you have conservative judges who are also very active and are very strident about their positions and willing to take cases that maybe, you know, should be deferred to the legislature. I don't really, you know, believe that that, to me, holds any water, who's an activist and who isn't.
From a political perspective, what about concern by Republicans that Governor Malloy, a Democrat, has appointed most of the judges on the Supreme Court, and he's a lame duck, and here he is nominating the person who would be the Chief Justice.
The Chief Justice, yeah. There we get into, I think, more serious matters, and more so than the lifestyle of Andrew McDonald. And I do believe that Republicans actually, I think, have a legitimate concern in this respect, that the governor in our state has really packed the Supreme Court with his people, and this would just be a continuation of that. Moreover, the association between Andrew McDonald and Governor Malloy is long, historical. It's very tight. They're very close to one another. I mean, he was connected with Dan Malloy when he was mayor of Stamford, and then he was the governor's legal counsel. And then it was Malloy that put him on the court as an associate justice, and now here's Malloy elevating him to the post of Chief Justice. Plus, Dan Malloy actually, you know, presided over his marriage as well, which was very interesting.
Does this rise to a just complete conflict of interest then?
Well, it is. And I see it, quite frankly, as more of a separation of powers issue between the governorship and the court. And I think the executive and judicial branches of government really should be separated quite clearly. And this, to me, really does muddy the waters in that respect. there, I believe the Republicans actually are on pretty firm ground.
I want to point out, too, that there are those who support McDonald that point out that he has served in every branch of state government, and that should be seen as a positive. That's in his favor.
Well, that is in his favor in that respect. But the point is who was he with in the executive branch? Yes, he was a state senator. And I will say there are those who had issues with him personally when he was a state senator. And he was somewhat of a lightning rod on some issues there, particularly when he proposed that lay people start, you know, managing the finances of various Catholic parishes. There's a wall of separation between church and state issue emerged there. But I think the larger issue, though, is, yes, it's true. This is a very experienced individual, very experienced public servant, but it's his incredibly close association with Governor Malloy that I think is obviously something that needs to be scrutinized.
In terms of the nomination process itself, what do you think we're likely to see in the coming weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the Judiciary Committee deadlocked. It's now going to go to the House and the Senate. And you do have a Democratic senator by the name of Schlossberg who has recused herself. And so I think that actually gives the Republicans an opportunity to prevent this from passing in the state Senate. Next week, I believe we're going to have the votes in the House and the Senate, or maybe the week after. I would say that this nomination is certainly in jeopardy.
Dr. Rose, thank you for your time today.
Okay, Tom. Sure.
Dr. Gary Rose is a political scientist at Sacred Heart University.